All right, we're going to call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd. Time is 2:05. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. Everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record. Board, let's start with you. Nick, you want to start?
That's Nicholas Meister.
Lauren Hiller.
Beth Robertson.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Adam Daly, Gilmore Bell.
Barry Carlton Cannon, Gilmore Bell.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that looks like everybody that I show on the call. Jennifer, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
We do not.
All right. We'll go to our action items then. First up would be the minutes from our August 30th board meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
I've reviewed them. I don't see any concerns with what's present in that agenda.
Okay, perfect. Can we get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve minutes from August 30th, 2024.
Thanks,
Second.
Beth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, we'll go to item two, which is the resolution. So, Aaron, I'm going to turn it over to you to walk through that.
Okay, thank you. So this is the bond authorizing resolution. And so previously the board has approved the assessment documents to create the assessment area and the underlying and related lien. This document authorizes the bonds specifically and the terms of the bonds, as well as the documents that go along with that. So I can give you the overview of the resolution and the documents, and then you feel free to ask me any questions that you have. So the first thing I wanted to point out is we are approving the parameters of the bonds here, and so and designating to the designated officers, being the members of the board, the ability to finalize the terms of the bonds within those parameters. So here, I think in this case, we have a pretty good idea of what the ultimate interest rate and provisions will be, because this placement, we've got kind of a term sheet that outlines that. But in other transactions where you're waiting to nail down the details, this just allows you to approve, the outermost parameters, and then have the officers finalize those terms as long as they fit within the parameters. So that's what we're doing here today. And those parameters specifically, let me see, I've lost my place here. Okay, 600 and 550, $6,515,000 of bonds maturing in not more than 30 years from their date. Sold at a price of not less than 95% of the principal amount, or meaning a maximum discount of 5%, and an interest rate not to exceed 12%. So those terms are, aside from the par amount, are, greater than what you'd expect. We're not expecting a 5% discount or a 12% interest rate, but again, it allows the board to finalize the terms as long as they fit within those outermost parameters. The other piece that we're doing here is approving the documents that have been circulated, some by my team and some by Ann Bensard, who's representing DA Davidson as the placement agent. And so those documents are the indenture of trust for the bonds, which is, functionally the loan agreement, or the agreement how the bonds get repaid. We're also approving the forms of the bond purchase agreement with the ultimate purchaser of the bonds, a placement agent agreement, which is the terms that DA Davidson is agreeing to serve as a placement agent to the district, the continuing disclosure agreement, which is the agreement of the district, the development team to provide ongoing information to your bondholders, a completion agreement, which is the agreement between the district and the development team, where the development team is guaranteeing that they'll complete the improvements that are being contemplated to ensure that the investors get the finished lots that are contemplated in the appraisal, as well as a collateral assignment agreement, where the developer is assigning, certain construction contracts and other agreements relating to the development to the district, so that if there ever was a foreclosure, the bond purchaser could step in and finish the project without having to go get it re-engineered and redesigned and get all new contracts. So those are the various documents. The last thing is the placement memorandum, which is basically the offering document the investor will review in determining to buy the bonds. So those are the documents that we're approving in form, and then the designated officers are permitted to finalize those documents and execute those documents and any other documents needed to contemplate the transaction. So that might be more than you wanted on the explanation, but happy to answer any questions or go into any specifics that might be needed.
This doesn't tie us to anything. It just, again, caps the maximum.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the process for finalizing that number? Do they need to be ratified in a future board meeting once?
No. Yeah, so what will happen here is one of the agreements is the bond purchase agreement, and that has an exhibit that's like the bond terms. And so, I think Connie's last numbers that she sent around a couple of days ago was showing like a 5.5% interest rate on these bonds. I think there's a minor correction in the maturity date that I need to call Connie about. But, once those are finalized, we'll insert that information, and execution by a designated officer will signify acceptance of those terms. So there's not going to need to be a ratifying meeting or another board meeting. That's the reason for approving the parameters. So, if you said, hey, we want to tighten those down, we certainly could. But again, we just generally approve a larger number to give maximum flexibility. Here, that's not as crucial because we're not going out to the market in turbulent times or anything like that. But this is just kind of follows the standard that we do on other transactions as well.
Hey, Aaron, Connie has joined the meeting.
Oh, great. Let me see. I didn't see you listed. Let's see. I'm still not seeing Connie as a participant.
Yeah, neither am I.
So I could still just plan to call her. I think the issue is just there's showing a 2054 maturity date, but under state law, these bonds have to mature within 30 years of the date of the assessment ordinance. And so that causes us to need to have a 2053 maturity date, which ultimately shouldn't impact the district much because these bonds get prepaid as you're selling lots. So the odds these bonds still exist in 2053, if that's the case, then something's gone really, really sideways. But it does have a slight impact on just the amortization schedule that she's put together. So,
yeah, I don't have any other questions. And with that, I'd make a make a motion to approve resolution 2024-06.
A second.
Thanks, Lauren. Any further discussion or questions to the motion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nick, was that an aye?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, that's all the action items that I show. Do any of you have anything else that you want to bring forward?
Just a quick thing. I know I'm not a board member, but the one thing I wanted to just raise is we're going to need to get the signatures on documents in short order. I know there's I need to nail down the closing date with Connie and the team, but Seth, Laura, and Dick, are you guys generally around if we were to send around some proposed dates and times to get signatures in the next couple of days?
I'll be here all week.
Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't have any things that would keep me out of office.
Okay. And I think specifically, I'm just pulling this up, Nick, it looks like you're the chair, Seth's the clerk. So I think it's mostly your signatures, but then Lauren, I think, if Nick was unavailable, we'd look for your signature, or I think there's also just some resolutions that we'll get your signature on as well, if that works. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm around. I have an event tomorrow that'll keep me out of the office till probably about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
But I'll be in tomorrow afternoon and I'll should be in all day.
Okay. Okay. Seth, you might remember one of our paralegals actually lives in Farmington. So I'm probably going to ask her to just maybe swing by either on her way or to or from work. So we'll get that coordinated and figure out a time that's going to work for you all. So,
okay.
Yeah, and if push comes to shove, Lauren, you're the vice chair, so you could always sign. So,
I'm trying to remember, do we have a district seal? And if so, do we know where it's at for this district? Michael, do you know?
Jennifer, did we get one?
Yes, I have that here.
You have it there. Okay.
Okay. It
We
might
can
make
get
sense
that
to,
FedExed if we need
to send that to Francisca so that we have it here to just seal the documents. But if Jennifer, if you wouldn't mind coordinating with Francisca on that front, we can get that figured out, or if we needed to, we could always do a facsimile seal where maybe if you just stamped a blank piece of paper and scanned it to us, if needed, we could also kind of photocopy that and attach the facsimile of the seal to the various documents. So, whatever kind of works best for folks.
do have electronic copies of all of them on file.
Oh,
So
do
if
you? Okay.
we need that, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, okay. Well, I'll put a note to Francisca, just coordinate on that and we'll get that taken care of. So that's not the holdup.
The documents then that were sent out in conjunction with this meeting, do I need to get them executed, or it sounds like Francisca is going to come around, or are those separate documents you're referring to?
Yes, as far as our documents, we can get those all signed, including the resolution. We can get the signatures on those when we send the paralegal over to your office.
Okay, good to know. We'll let you take care of the resolution then, Aaron.
Okay, yep, that's just fine.
Okay, perfect. Anything else? Anybody on the call? Connie, we welcome you. I see that you're on. Do you have anything for us?
I don't. I'll catch up with Aaron afterwards, or Seth or Nick, someone from the group, and then be filled in on maybe some of those items I
Yeah.
missed.
If you want to give me a call, or
Yep.
I can give you a call just once this wraps. I just had one other item or two other items. So,
Okay, perfect. Anything else from anyone? If not, take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Unanimous, and we're adjourned. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks all. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.